Today, we will read John chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that as we read through your word today, that you would speak to our hearts. Lord, teach us. Help us to see more clearly who you are and what we are to do in order to follow you. Lord, we pray all this in your name. Amen. John chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. Now, there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him." Jesus replied, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." "How can someone be born when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." "How can this be?" Nicodemus asked. "You are Israel's teacher," said Jesus, "and you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. But still, you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." All right. In today's reading, we see a religious leader come to Jesus and talk to him. And he's asking questions, trying to understand what it is that Jesus is teaching and how we are to live based on what Jesus is teaching. And so Jesus begins by saying, "You must be born again." What? What is he talking about? Even Nicodemus, the religious leader, the teacher, was confused. And so Jesus explained, He's not talking about a second physical birth, but instead a birth in our soul, a birth in our heart. You see, the Bible teaches that we are all born dead. Our souls are dead when we are born. We are not connected to God. God is our life. And so we need to have a spiritual birth. Our spirit, our heart, needs to be born inside of us, that we might be able to have a relationship with God and follow God. We can't follow Him with a dead heart. And so Jesus is explaining that we must be born again. Our spirits, our hearts must be brought to life, and only God can do that. Only God can bring our hearts back to life. Only the Spirit of God can fill us with a spiritual life that we cannot achieve by ourselves. We can do many good things. We can do many things and try to please God without Him. But we cannot bring our hearts back to life. Only God can do this. And so, Jesus goes on to explain, how is this done? And He explains, if we look again in verses 11 and 12, He talks about how some people, they really look at earthly things, and they believe and trust earthly things, but they don't understand the heavenly things. And making sure that we understand that Jesus is the one, in verse 13, who has gone to heaven, who knows about heavenly things. He has been with God because He is God. And then He comes to earth to live among us and to teach us the truth about heaven, to teach us what is really true. And so, we see here Jesus teaching about how we can be born again. And so He talks about how, He gives an example and shows in the Old Testament there's a story that the Israelites had complained and really rebelled in their hearts against God. And so God sent some serpents, some snakes. And these poisonous snakes were biting people. Many people were very, very sick and dying. And they prayed and asked for relief. And so God told Moses to make a serpent, a bronze serpent, put it on the pole and lift it high. Anyone who looked on that snake, on that serpent on the pole, could be saved. And so we see here in verse 14, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in Him. Just as they had to look to that serpent, they didn't have to perform 10 good deeds, they didn't have to make 100 sacrifices, they didn't have to do all of these things, they just had to look. In the same way, Jesus was lifted up on the cross, and we just have to look to Him and trust Him in faith that He will save us. If we look at verse 16, this is one of the most famous verses in the entire Bible. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. You see, God loves the world. God loves you. And He sent Jesus, His Son, to die on the cross, to pay the punishment for our sins. Once again, we are born dead. Because of our sins, our spirits, our souls are dead. And God says the punishment for sin is death. And so Jesus came and died to take our punishment, to take the sin and to take the punishment for sin so that we can have life. You see, God didn't send Jesus into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And so, by believing in Jesus, verse 18, whoever believes in him is not condemned. What does condemned mean? Well, it has a legal idea that a condemned person is someone who has gone before a judge and has been found guilty of a crime, and they are condemned. They are sent to prison, or they are sent to have some kind of punishment. Some are condemned to death. If they have done a very serious crime, they are put to death. They are killed. In the same way, our sin condemns us. But when we believe in Jesus, we are not condemned. Jesus takes that punishment. He takes that for us. And we can have life. Have you believed in Jesus? Have you given him your heart, your soul, your mind, your life? Have you believed and trusted him to pay the punishment so that you don't have to? Trusted him to do what you cannot do for yourself? Have you believed and been born again? When we believe in Jesus, our hearts, our soul, our spirit comes to life. Have you believed? Has that happened to you? If not, I pray that you would. I pray that you would believe and give yourself to him. Let's pray. Lord, I do pray that if anyone listening has not given you themselves, has not believed in you, that they would. Lord, speak to their hearts. Teach them. Show them what they need to do to believe and follow you. Lord, we pray all of this in your name. Amen.